And this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Kyle Kellums. Antoinette Grajeda inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. Now, in between trips to Wakarusa, you were there yesterday and last night.
I was there yesterday. It was interesting. We went down early afternoon. I guess we got there around 1:30 or so. But it took about an hour and a half to get in.
Because of the severe weather?
Mm-hmm. About the time we got there, a storm hit, and I guess they closed the gates. One of the guys that we talked to as we were trying to drive by and then were told to keep going was he was saying that they had to wait for the lightning to stop. And it didn't sound like any bands were playing or anything like that. But once we got in and checked in and everything, yes, a lot of the bands that were in the tents would play, but I noticed a lot of the bands, like, on the main stage were not playing. I was quite heartbroken when we showed up for Calexico, and they were there sound checking, and then after about 15 minutes, they promptly wrapped their instruments in plastic and went away.
Well, you don't want to lose your instruments, and
you're up
there with electricity.
And I completely understand. I do, but what was heartbreaking about this is I just assumed that they just called the set. Well, I heard later in the day from one of our camping neighbors that they, when the sun came out for 20 minutes, they played like five songs. So quite sad about that.
Were you able to keep up to just how bad the weather was? Were you able to keep up with alerts about watches or warnings?
No, actually. Nobody's phones were working very well at all. I mean, it was you're in the bottom of, you know, underneath a mountain, basically, right, in a valley, and it was crazy cloud cover, and nobody could seem to get a signal. You could call and text, kind of, but internet wasn't working. They had, you know, Wi-Fi for media in the convention center, but that they couldn't get that to work. And so I knew when I drove back into town, into Fayetteville last night, I hit Elkins and got all these alerts on my phone. But while I was there, couldn't get anything. We couldn't even pull up like apps and stuff. So we were mostly asking people in the connected world. They did try to do a good job of people on staff going out and saying, hey, we checked the radar. There's a storm coming in. You know, you might want to get in your car instead of your tent. It's, you know, could have hail. And so the organizers were checking, and they were trying to let people know, and they were trying to close stages down, you know, to keep everybody safe and that sort of thing. But
you had microphone and press pass in hand. You covered a couple of press conferences, and you put together some sound from this first day.
I did. In this, what you'll hear next, I talked to two students who had they were at their first Wakarusa, and then also some sounds from, what you'll first hear, some sounds from a press conference that included band members from Moon Taxi, Wicket the Instigator, and Zugma. And a couple of them had mentioned during the press conference, you know, they've been Wakarusa before, you know, that sort of thing. And so one of the things that I asked them was, you know, what is different about playing an outdoor festival, and, you know, what's something that you enjoy about that as opposed to, say, playing in a bar?
Two, any festival setting is just a small moment in time where you have the ability to play for a cross-section of people that might not know your music, so you get that one chance to, you know, impress them and turn them on, you know.
You've got fans from all over the country that might be seeing different kinds of bands. Like, someone who knows Wicked or Zugma might know about Moon Taxi and vice versa. So there's a lot of crossbreeding of the fans. It's a really it's a really positive thing for music.
The people that come to these shows, they're putting a lot of thought into it. It's not just like hopping in your car and going to a venue in your city. Like, people are making signs, and they're making costumes, and they're carpooling, and like, they're really looking for like a next level experience. So I think the crowds here are amazing because they're trying to kind of take it, you know, to the next level. It's not just a regular show. It's like they're really trying to be a part of something special. And so I love outdoor festivals, you know, basically, you know, because the crowds, they're not playing around. They're coming here to get down. They're flashing and glowing and glittery, and you know, they're ready to roll.
Hi, my name's Mallory Hiss. I'm from Collierville, Tennessee.
My name is David Coleman. I'm from Frisco, Texas.
First Waka trip.
Yes, very first Waka.
Well, I go to school up here, and it's a big say about around town to go to Wakarusa.
Mm-hmm.
The known music festival around here. Probably Umphrey's McGee, Snoop Lion, of Monsters and Men.
I'm looking forward to seeing some new bands.
If you get separated from your friends, you just meet at a band.
Exactly. We've been here for a couple hours. We weren't able to get in until maybe like 2 hours ago. They kept sending us around. We had to wait somewhere.
But the weather will not bring us down. We're in. We're set up tents, everything. We're ready to go. I really want to meet everyone that goes here. You know, yeah. You're one of the people who is here. And then there's another person right over there who also came here. So it'd be cool to just meet a couple of people like that.
Fitting that you have rain ending this audio montage from the first day of Wakarusa. There's going to be more today, it looks like.
That's what I hear. Unfortunately, you know, people were troopers. You know, I did get to hear some music finally around 7 or 8. Finally, just said I'm going out there. You know, went out to some under some tents. If you're going down today or this weekend, you need rain boots. There's no way to get around. It was a complete. It's completely muddy. Like, it was up to almost my knees in some places.
Oh,
the water and the mud, and you can't move with that. I mean, anybody with shoes pretty much just took them off and went barefoot because it was a lot easier if you didn't have your rain boots. I totally suggest rain boots. I mean, I'm fortunate in that I had rain jacket, rain pants, rain boots. I was dry, so that was nice.
not a bad idea to have a weather alert radio to know whether you're getting just rain,
exactly.
A thunderstorm,
exactly.
Or something worse.
Exactly, I may have to pick one of those up on the way down.
Battery-operated.
Yes. But the Black Crows did play Take the Main Stage around 9, and I think they were the headliners for the day, so they did get to play.
Okay.
So that was good.
Okay, well, be careful.
I will.
All right. Look forward to more reports next week.
Yes.